Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health coach, wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. The last 2 weeks we have covered habits of motion and thermogenesis. Today I want to stress how important movement is. Not everything has to be structured. You can do things you enjoy and see and reap positive results. Let me tell you a little example here. As you know by now, I have come a long way from being obese to being normal in weight. Normal in quotation marks. Yes. I started in January 2016 at 178 pounds and with a figure of 5.1, that is obese. That is way, way, way too much. Then I decided to start a diet and I lasted for almost 9 months and the results were pathetic. I only lost 13 pounds. I was bored. I was disgusted. I was unhappy. And of course, we all know when we're unhappy, when we're bored, or we don't have anything exciting happening, we don't want to last any longer with that same thing. And as I've been saying for quite a while, diets are not good because they stand for die with a T. Oh no, I want to live. So that's when actually I found this amazing program I'm still following, as it helped me and is still helping me to change my habits of disease into habits of health. I can proudly say that as of this morning, I weigh 123. So from 178, 15, 16 months ago to today at 123, that's 55 pounds. It's a big change for a 5'1" little person. And I am feeling great. And now I want to share a little bit what I've done, just so you can see how easy it can be when you actually put your mind to doing something. Again, first, change your habits of disease to habits of health. And if you need help, I'm here to help you. I will give you my contact information again at the end of the show. So the last few days, I actually started going for walks, enjoying nature, the beauty, the fresh air, meeting people, doing something for my body, soul, and emotions. Of course, always have a bottle of fresh water with me so I can hydrate. And when needed, take short rests and take pictures. Wow, that was amazing. I'm going to go more into that in just a little bit. But what I want to stress is I have followed the program to a T without cheating, without deviating. Always chosen what's best for me after I've learned what is best for me, what is better for me, this or that. Is it a short-term reward or short-term satisfaction, or is it something that's going to last for a long time? And honestly, since end of September last year, since I started really having my progress, 42 pounds in that time and 35 and a half inches minus, which got me down to a size 4. The pants are actually a bit big right now. It's just been so, so wonderful and so amazing and so energizing. And I just go, I have to share. You know, that this was actually the reason why I switched over from what I've been doing before and combining everything into health and wellness coaching, because I have experienced so much joy, so many rewards, so many incredible experiences, no more pain. All is gain in a positive with energy and feeling great and all those things. And that's what I want to share. I want to give you hope. When things work for me, after the doctor say you will never lose any weight, you will never feel good, you will have a heart attack and things like that. Oh, no, this is not true. Don't listen to those things. Take charge. Take life into your hands and do what's best for you. And again, if you want help, I'm here to guide you. I'm your guide on a journey to better health. So, as I said, I've chosen always what's best for me since I've been studying these things. And it actually was easy for me to make the decisions that were better for me than not. I do have to say, yes, I do, that I have been staying away from any additional sugars, any additional carbs, except the things that were suggested by the fuelings that I've been eating. And I call them fuelings, or my program calls them fuelings, because they're not as huge as meals are, since we're eating six times a day, every 2.5 to 3 hours, smaller portions, balancing our blood sugars. I can promise you my blood sugars came down, my cholesterol came down, my blood pressure is perfect, my energy level is great. As I said, in January of 2016, there was no way I could go for walks as I'm doing now. Not even 20 minutes, I was out of breath. My joints were hurting and aching, and not just for minutes, but for hours or days. And just yesterday, I went for a walk again. It was 2.5 hours. I ran out of water, so I went to a store and bought me a bottle of water that I could drink. And by the time I was home, it was empty. So I kept hydrated. I know my feet were like a little furnace, but the minute I took my walking shoes off, elevated my legs for just a few minutes, I felt totally great and was energized again, and I could go about the daily chores. And I go, this is so amazing. This is so cool. So, yeah, actually, for the 6 months, I have never cheated. I've always been very focused and dedicated to what I'm doing. So last week, I have actually reached my second weight goal. The first one was 135, that was 30 pounds, because in September I went down to 165. And I looked at myself, I go, that's not good enough, let's go down to 125. So last week or the week before, I reached that 125 and I decided, okay, I'm going to go a little bit more. Then I started switching to a different fueling thing and kept on going and going, and now I'm at 123. I have actually cheated twice last week, and that was, I was so tempted by eating a cookie a friend of mine made that I did. But I used that particular cookie as a fueling. And I know she doesn't put as much sugar in as any of the cookies, and tasted so good. So I used it just before my workout or before my walk. And then I went on and started walking. And I still dropped. So it's all attitude. It's all sticking to it. And if you go off for just a little bit and you don't see any weight gain, continue doing what you're doing. If you see weight gain, go back to the very beginning. Because with this program, you can start over and over and over and over again as often as you need to. Because it's so healthy, it's so amazing that you don't have any negative side effects. So I am so thrilled that everything is going so well. I don't feel deprived. I feel happy. And what I've learned last week, I was up in the mountains with my brother and family who came to visit from Switzerland. And I walked along the lake in Big Bear. I've never been able to do that. And we walked for an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. And I wasn't out of breath, even though that was up above 7,000 feet. And down here, I live ocean level. And normally I have to take my rescue inhaler and everything with me. Nothing. Just by having dropped that excess weight, that adipose tissue, that fat, that does not do me any good. That is not healthy. Remember, I said before, every inch you can pinch around your belly gets you a year closer to a heart attack. Well, I'm going to continue working on it till that's all done. I'm changing my workouts. I'm instead of just swimming every day a mile, or just walking every day an hour to 2 hours plus, I'm switching between one and the other, and I added a third one to it, which is doing some weights. I'm starting low again because of my fractured shoulder, which I have rehabbed, and it's doing pretty darn good, but I don't want to go overboard. So slow and just increased repetitions is better than going full blast into something and re-injuring. So, having said all that, do you feel my excitement and how happy I am that I have been succeeding in burning the fat and dropping the weight and shrinking in inches, 35 and a half inches on a 5'1" frame? That's quite significant. Going from a size 12, 14 into a size 4 or less is amazing. Having the energy of a 20-year-old when I'm more than 3 times 20, that is absolutely uncanny. That is so amazing. So I hope that whoever has the desire to make a change in life, contact me and I'll be your biggest cheerleader. I'll help you get there and I'll help you do it. The gift I have for today is actually something that shows you what to do to get healthy, walking, how healthy that is and all that stuff. And I just want to make sure you click on that link. It's in blue on my transcript, and you watch what's going on there. Just really just learn, just embrace, take pictures. That's what I'm doing when I go on walks. I take pictures now and I can post them and I can brag about it, not in a negative way, but in a positive way. Look what I've seen. Look at the beauty. Look at the nature. Look at this. Look at that. And oh my, it changes my emotions. I have no space for negativity. That is one of the biggest assets behind everything, having a positive attitude. So I just want to give you my email, which is dythomson@gmail.com, to send me messages in regards to questions, suggestions, or whatever you have. If you want to be on one of my shows because you have something to contribute that goes hand in hand with Get Healthy Now, I'd be more than happy to look into it. So I'd be happy to look into it and maybe have you on one of my shows. You can also contact me at 562-335-4956. Leave me a message or send me a text. I do not answer the phone unless I know who it is. So leaving a message is best because then I can get back to you in a more specific way. And now I'm going to say, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And please do get healthy now. You can live longer by taking care of yourself, happier and healthier, and definitely set a positive precedence for your younger generation. They are looking up to you, and I'm there to walk with you on your journey to health. Have a great day.